machine running, you're going to have to take inventory every month. Jeez. And you're going to have a report card to see if you're on track, mm-hmm. right? Because if you're off track, you know how the song goes, right? You got to pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. Mm-hmm. And we got to get back on track with things. And I think, you know, you spoke earlier about a recession, but I think it's about paying attention. Mm-hmm. It's not a recession. It's more like we need, or we're put in a position now to pay attention.
Right.
Right.
If and move differently.
And move differently. Because mm-hmm. if you don't pay attention, someone's going to be paying attention for you, yeah. and you're going to be paying them for that advice.
Right. Yeah. That's exactly it.
And that's what's happening.
And so, and I know that we're probably coming close to the time, but we talked about coming to you, you guys do a report card. Now, when that report card is showing D's and F's, right?
Mm-hmm. So you're failing grades.
We're less than pre-rich at this point. What is it that you do to help them raise that grade?
Oh man, so to me, D's and F's just means dollars and frequencies. We got to get more frequency in the dollar. Okay. That's all. You don't fail here. There's no failure. It's like only that. Learning, right? Mm-hmm. So if you can't take the minute to look at your financial report card to learn, that's when you fail. This is a free report card. Nobody's charging you for this. So if you decide to go forward and make the necessary steps of where we could guide you, and at that point you do the investments or the realignment of your finances to help you, great. Mm-hmm. If you just take the report card so you could see for yourself where you're at, hey, that's okay. At least you know where you're at. And then you could say, hey, thank you so much for your free service. I appreciate it. And that's where it begins. You have to get the education first.
So there's something I wanted to just shed some light on, just to give some perspective, because what we're talking finance, we're talking insurance, we're talking financial education. There are certain things within our melanated community we weren't privy to or allowed to do. The fact that now as a community where we could invest in our insurance and at these and we could actually benefit from this insurance in the sense that by investing in your insurance, you and your family could plan accordingly. If something happens, that money is now a seed being planted. So if my wife and I have $1 million insurance and we plan accordingly, something happens to me, God forbid, but now this is money that's being invested into my family to be able to do something different. Okay. We're in a situation where back in the day, this wasn't even allowed. And Myron's the one who educated me into this, is the fact that back in the day, as black people, we weren't allowed, our insurance could only cover the cost of our funeral. That was it. Now we're in a situation where we could actually start creating wealth for ourselves as a community. So what we're doing between the OFC and Next Level, because that is the name of Myron's
agency.
Myron's agency. It's like, so it's beautifully coined, this OFC Next Level. It is to educate the community on bring everybody to that next level, just from the base. And the fact it's a free service. Just be informed, be educated. Mm-hmm. We're not charging you anything just so you can understand your circumstance. That is huge. And it's because of the fact that we were tired playing catch up. I had to come back to Myron after Myron came to me a couple of times to say, I was like, look, you know what? I'm watching this. I'm hearing people in the community retiring with no funds. I'm hearing people who cannot retire because of the fact that they made wrong investments. They thought they were putting money aside. And the fact that no one educated them on the fact that the cost of living, it has increased so much that the money, yeah, you have been putting aside for your retirement, is no longer there. You actually don't have any
retirement. And I want to jump in here on two things. Mm-hmm. One, if you leave your money in your bank, you're losing money because mm-hmm. of inflation.
Talk about it.
And two, retirement does the thinking about retirement does not start when you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, going into that. Retirement starts from when you start working. Yeah. Actually, quite frankly, retirement can start from your parents thinking ahead.
Right.
But from the moment you start working, then because that dollar that you invested when you were 16 mm-hmm. is a hell of a lot more than when you decided when you said, oh, now I can invest because I'm 25 or now I can at 30. That is 10 to 15 years that you just lost.
Time.
Talk about it.
So much money.
You said it. You know what's crazy? Just before you end, I want to say this. Everybody knows their SIN number and a way for them to acquire a job. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows their PIN number so they can go shopping on Amazon and this and that and the other, right? Mm-hmm. But how many people know their FIN number?
Is that like your credit score?
You see, I love that? The you, fact you hear that those you
crickets?
Heard,
I'm going to throw crickets into that sound effect.
Right? Crickets. Right? FIN number. You know your PIN, you know your SIN, but you don't know the most important number, your financial independence number, your FIN number. How do you acquire that number? And when should you acquire that number? And when as soon as you know what that number is, when do you go to work on it?
So is that your credit score? Or is it something?
No.
I'm like, what is this financial? So I'm like, I know numbers.
Okay. Right, right. What nobody talks about this FIN number. It's literally when you should know how much money you're putting away every single month as a measuring stick to when you want to sit back, relax, pick up that pina colada and be like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So all of us want to retire, but we don't know that number. How much do you actually need to be making to be able to retire?
Not only need, how much do you want to be making? Because that's a fixed income, ladies and gentlemen, when you retire.
Right. Yep.
So you got to take into account the inflation of what that's going to look like. Because a lot of people I know who have retired, a lot of people, I don't know, like dozens, but those who have retired either had to go back to work or now are kind of crying like, well, I was okay once upon a time. And with that interest going up, things are getting tight.
Because you're talking interest, and I can only imagine those who are on those fixed incomes watching the cost of everything increasing. Yes. When you know now gas is that it was this and now it's this, food was this and that's this.
If your house isn't paid off, if things aren't paid off,
that's it. Your income is Anyways,
can I do a shameless plug?
Please.
One shameless plug. August 9th, okay, at Hotel Ruby's Foods.
Yes, good.
Exactly at 6:30, excuse me, the CEO himself, Jamie Prickett, who is the owner of this MGA out of Guelph, Ontario. He created this, him and his wife, Leanne Prickett. They're actually coming to Montreal because they want to share this information with everybody, right? So if you're interested and you want to know how to, one, learn about money, or two, learn about money and start your own business while you're learning about money, please contact the OFC, let us know, and I'll be there and welcome you in.
Guys, this is huge. This has been huge. I'm just excited. I'm excited because of the I know the impact and I know the power of what we're bringing and the need. There's a need in the community, guys. Like, we have to put our egos aside. We have to, right now is the time to learn. It is time to be educated. If you're not doing it for yourself, do it for your next generation. It's like, we are parents. For me, speaking to some of my boys and some of the sisters that I deal with, to know that you guys have, that we have children. All of us have children. The bulk of us have children. Yeah. And they're not talking insurance. They're not talking investments. When I'm talking about it, they're like, yeah, I have time for that. You have time for that? That's what a lot of people. Oh, you guys know me. I'm not gonna argue with them. Like, oh, all right. Cool.
Fortunate.
Really? You're good like that? No problem. But I'm here when you need me. But that's just really what it is. So, Myron, one more time. So, how do people, well, we did plug it. People could get in contact with the OFC for sure. But if people just want to connect with you, is there a way that we should direct them to you? Or just direct them to the OFC? Tell us.
Because I feel so strongly about what you guys are doing, I'm not looking to receive benefits in that matter myself. My partner Tasso, we really are locking arms with the OFC and making sure that this goes through the OFC as a collective, like you said, because we believe if you could teach the people, then the people could feed themselves. So that's why I'm here, you know, like Sundays I don't do nothing but play with my kids and have a great time with my wife. And I said, hey, what you're having a radio show? Yo, I'm in. So I would prefer personally to feed the hand that's blessing the community, and the hand is OFC. So if you could go through the OFC, we could keep it real like that.
100%. That is 100%. So just reminding you guys, get in contact. Phone number is 514-651-4545. As soon as you get on, just whatever rep you speak to, because you will get into one of our member services, just say, I just need more information about finance, and they will connect you directly to our finance department now. It's headed by Myron, and we have a whole team of people that's currently being developed. Guys, this is it. If you're easier by email, ofcwecare@gmail.com, ofcwecare@gmail.com. Myron, it's been a blessing.
Hey, my pleasure, man.
To have you on with us, anyways.
If you guys ever want to do like a test subject to show like how the program works and like record it and show somebody going from like rags to riches,
okay,
you can use me.
All right.
Well, there you go.
I got a couple of businesses under my belt. I got an LLC registered in the States. Okay. I actually have a business that I just started the other day, and I have a sauce and marinades company that I need to actually get registered and get some sauces and some grocery stores and stuff. So if y'all want to use me as a test subject.
Hey, you know what? That sounds like an episode all by itself.
Hey, really?
No. It's a show. I can tell you it's a show. Because when I glow up, I'm going to act. We're going to be so Hollywood. Yeah. We're going to be so. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Don't doubt it.
Oh, Lord.
Don't doubt it.
Well, let's book it. I'm down.
So that's my task. We'll love it. You know, I like to put our guests on the spot. Do you have any empowering words to leave with our community?
Oh, man, empowering words. Honestly, I would believe that faith is everything. I believe if you want something, you need something, and you could pray for something, that something will be delivered. And I'll leave you with this little anecdote. For the longest while, my wife and I were trying to have our first child. And obviously, I could talk about it now, but it was hard. Many miscarriages over and over again. And you know what we would do was set the table. And from a previous relationship, I have a son, and he'd always look at me and my wife and say, "Well, who's that for?" And I was like, "That's for your sister." And we did that for 2 years. Mm-hmm. 2 years. And lo and behold, God said, "Hey, you have Faith? Here she is." Mm. And my daughter's name is Faith. So her birthday just passed, and I just want to let you know anything is possible through prayer. So if you're feeling any way, don't feel broken. Know that it can be fixed.
Amen. My brother, thank you again for being on with us on the Power Hour. So guys, that has been Parley with the People.
Union United Church, Cinema Politica, and Catbird Productions are proud to invite you to a special community screening of Dear Jackie, a feature documentary by Henri Pardo. This special event will take place in Little Burgundy's historic Union United Church on Thursday, September 1st at 7 p.m., and the screening will be followed by a discussion with the director and participants from the film. Dear Jackie poetically tells the story of one of the oldest black communities in Canada, Montreal's Little Burgundy, by way of a cinematic letter to Jackie Robinson, the first black man to break the color barrier in professional baseball. It also masterfully connects to the present by challenging the myth of a post-racial society. Make sure not to miss this special event. Admission is on a first-come, first-served basis, and a minimum donation of $5 for the church is highly recommended. This event is sponsored by Caisse des Jardins du Sud-Ouest de Montréal and the Sud-Ouest Borough of Montreal. For more information, visit cinemapolitica.org. We hope to see you there. This is a CKUT co-presentation.
Montrealers were so proud it happened in their city.
Mixing it down. Down. It's DJ K-Quick.
Cause you
breaking it down. It's DJ K-Quick.
CKUT's Ill Groove Garden will be hosting our 25-year anniversary Sunday, August the 21st.
Special live radio broadcast from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. from Blue Dog, 3958 Saint Laurent. Salute to Ill Groove Garden Foundation, D Hybrid, Manchel, Bite, and Ziplocs.
Current DJs DJ Blaster and DJ Mystical Flags.
Big up DJ Raid, Jesse Walker, Miss Ben, Serious Savage, Dirty Needle Crew, and the countless guests like Preach, Shogun, Tash, MCD Solo, and many more. Join us live in person at Blue Dog, 3958 Saint Laurent. Vibes with IGG's crew, DJ Blaster, Mystical Flex, and host Ziplocs.
25 years of making your last hour of the week the best hour of the week. So before summer's done, we celebrate it with music, performances, interviews, and vibes. Doors open at 8 p.m., live to air at 9 p.m. till 1 in the morning. So come join us live from Montreal's legendary Blue Dog.
3958 Saint Laurent.
That's Ill Groove Garden. 25-year anniversary. Live radio broadcast Sunday, August the 21st. Tune in on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal or www.ckut.ca worldwide.
Hey, you're listening to Ill Groove Garden.
90.3 FM. You know what time it is. This is Kaya's Jambalaya. You know I'm always cooking up something hot. Come on in. Let me feed you, baby.
Okay, so this is the Empower Hour, and this is Queen Kaya with the entertainment segment. Now listen, y'all. Y'all know I don't like to get into it much about certain stuff, but we're going to have to get into it because why Drake did OVO Fest even though he know he tested positive for COVID?
Is that what happened?
Hold on. Why did they say OVO was canceled? It was canceled. They said Drake had COVID. Then they say he tested negative 48 hours later.
Okay.
And rescheduled the date.
For OVO Fest?
Yeah.
I was in Toronto and I was kind of griping because I didn't buy tickets for OVO Fest and then I hear it was canceled. I was like, oh, okay.
I won't tell you. Drake don't look sick to me.
He don't look sick at
all. I want to know what happened.
I think ticket sales were low.
Now don't get me started because you see this young lady that's online talking about, what's her name? Somebody 2? Gina 2? And Gina 2 is one of like the
no relation
2000s video vixens actually, and she has contracted HIV,
right?
And did not know that she had it. Apparently, she has never been tested or wasn't tested for a very long time until recently, and realized that the decline in her health was due to having HIV.
Okay.
She said she doesn't know where she contracted it at, but she named a list of artists that she had been with. Unprotected.
Oh, jeez. No. People are so unprotected.
So you just said the details. I'm like, what? Well, you know, since COVID, people don't think that AIDS exists no more. So, you know, AIDS took a break and now it's COVID. So it's like, you know, you got a better chance of surviving from that than you do of COVID.
Wow.
So, I mean, I can say too much about that. But
to me, I'm still stuck on the unprotected casual sex.
Yeah, I didn't even know people still doing that. Like, what year
are we? Why are we doing that?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I thought that was,
that's not even necessary.
In this day and age, like, condoms are free. Like, God damn it.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, I was pretty frustrated, but I'm going to tell you. Let's just get into it. So, OVO Fest was lit. Can't lie. Drake was out there jumping around like he ain't have good sense. He looked like he had ants in his pants. It was a lot. It was really a lot. Lil Wayne also did his thing, which was, like, amazing. Very, very, very proud of that brother because he be high as hell. I don't know how he even gets out on stage. Mm-hmm. Nicki Minaj. You know, Nicki always represents for the Caribbeans, and this is really wild.
She really does. Yep.
Why she bring out Skilly Bang, y'all?
She did?
She brought out Skilly on her stage. You know what it means to have that type of camaraderie in the industry? Mm. Skilly is on his way, and if y'all don't know who Skilly is, then wop, 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 wop for you.
Okay.
Strict. Because he is the next it. He is the next Vibes Cartel. He is you can bang. Y'all can be mad if y'all want to. But Skilly got it. And he got the sanction from Vibes.
Word? Okay.
So, yeah. Skilly. So, he's really that guy. And they are really boosting.
I feel attacked. I feel like I got wop 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 because I don't know who Skilly is.
No, you learned something new.
You don't know who... What?
No, because I didn't know until Kai.
Like, I felt like the abuse.
The plane just crashed with the cork. You don't know the song?
Yeah.
No, ma'am.
Gina, okay. Did a gentrified Gina. We about to get Gina.
Oh,
we about to get Gina.
I'm not gonna hold you. First of all, I just got there. Y'all so tripping.
We gotta put
but I'm very behind on that, so I'm just gonna put it out there. I'm sorry.
Well, Skilly right now is one of the guys that if you don't know, I think you need to go and check up who this guy is because he is about to soar. Mm-hmm. And you want to be present for this because he's one of those guys. He does the gangster thing, but he's so personable. Skilly is not the guy. He does the music, but I'm telling you, he's such a personable guy. I really, really love his character. Just keep tuned. He almost reminds me of the Jamaican Burna Boy kind of in a way.
Really?
Yeah, he's giving me that vibe. He's about to be that big. So just look out for Skilly because Skilly is that guy. OVO Fest was something because obviously we know they had the controversy around Drake and all of that stuff, but we know that Drake had just dropped this album, right?
Mm-hmm.
With this, with never this mind, house
or
music.
Forget about it, or what's
yeah,
it called?
Honestly, never mind.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Right.
Not my favorite album, by the way.
It, you know what? It's so crazy. You know, it was super rushed.
Mm. Is that what happened?
It was super rushed.
Drake. But there's a correlation to me, right? In terms of the type of music that he dropped, and Beyonce's album too.
Well, that's what's happening.
Both were not typical of what they actually put out, and I feel like it's giving a more international, but not that Beyonce needs more international, or not that neither of them need a more international vibe, but it is a step away from what they normally do. So I don't know, you know how every year they come out with the color of the year? It seems like this is the genre
of the year. Yeah. So this is where we're going with this. Check this out. So if you look at Drake's album cover, and I talked about this like a couple months ago, that the album was super rushed. If you see the cover, the art is so, it's like so juvenile. It's like, you know that this is not,
that's not the first time he's done that.
Rush it. Because when you know,
artwork, yeah. Right.
But when you know that one of your, I don't know what we would call her, an adversary, but one of the people that you're in competition with is coming out with an album and happens to be Beyonce, he got a rush. And I think, feel like the album, honestly, Nevermind is like, yeah, I was going to do this great thing, but anyways, never mind. Just take this because I already know she's going to come out and kill my album. So we have not heard about Drake's album since Beyonce's album came out. And this is a thing. So Beyonce came out and behind, right behind Drake dropped all of the house music. All of the bounce music. But I want to get into this album because a lot of people are having a love-hate relationship with it due to a couple different things.
He does have some bars in that, though. I'm not going to lie. Because I was listening to certain things and growing it because I had to listen to it while I was driving. I was just like, yo, you said something right there, bro.
Yeah, she ate. She ate on the album. Can't lie. No,
Drake, too. On Drake's album?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Drake has some bars on some of his songs, still. But you have to be, it's a mood.
I'm glad this is a genius segment too, but go ahead.
No, but they said, listen, I appreciate the banter, but I am going to tell
Don't let me hear Pharrell talk on mine. Don't let me hear him.
I feel like they said that Drake's album was made for people whose credit scores are in the 800s.
Okay, that's okay. Right? It makes sense.
Right?
It went right over me.
And that Beyonce just came with it on top of his. But I want to discuss kind of like the talk that's going on around this album. It's a couple different things. So first things first, Beyonce dropped the Renaissance album, and it looked like every vulture around came out the woodworks to attack her about something. So the first things first, she dropped Renaissance, and Monica Lewinsky chimed in.
Sorry, stop. Damn, guy, you be bringing the news.
Monica Lewinsky is not even mad about this album. This album brought so much buzz that she went back and looked and listened to the previous album. And in Partition, she says, he ripped all my buttons and he popped my blouse. Monica Lewinsky all on my, he said, he said something like Monica Lewinsky all on my blouse.
Right.
Monica Lewinsky wants an apology and wants her to remove those lyrics and remove her name from the song. She's like, yeah, I did not know like you were trying to get at me, girlfriend. Like, I want those lyrics removed. Anyways, the people are eating up Monica Lewinsky right now. She's like, and by the way, if he was Monica Lewinsky, that's not how it would go. He's supposed to be Bill Clinton. And so she said it wrong anyways.
Yeah, the Beehive didn't take her out.
They are eating her alive. Listen, I don't even know if there's any pieces left to Monica Lewinsky. Okay. It might just be her fingertips for Twitter. That's Beehive, it.
Go handle that.
No, they tore her up. Beyonce. Beyonce is a stone cold thief. I ain't gonna hold you. She do this all the time. And you know, I just hate how the people come at her though about it, because then she ends up taking it off the album. Then you gotta go find and compare the music and stuff like that. But what they should just say is like, you know, I'm so happy that Beyonce felt like I could be you know, good enough to be on her album, and I can't wait to get those checks.
Right.
Instead, they going on talking about Beyonce is terrible. She a thief. She stole my music, and this is not the first time. And she actually removed Kelis.
Oh, Kelis. Well, but Kelis was going to. She was on Pharrell about it because Pharrell produced it, and so she was saying like she wasn't consulted on it.
But what?
She was not getting anything from it.
How?
Because she was not consulted on it. And so she wasn't going to get any points off of it.
Nah, that's not how SoCan works.
Oh,
no, because what they did
they're
is...
They're not SoCan.
They took a sample, skewed... Because, I mean, it's from Pharrell who actually produced it.
Okay.
Took it and, like, they... Whatever, reverb, whatever they did to it, but it's off of Milkshake. Right. And so now they're just going to record it. As opposed to cutting her checks, they're just going to re-record it.
That's too bad.
Because they were never going to cut her checks.
Damn. Well, Beyonce ain't cutting nobody checks, right? The only people that she ever really cut checks for was the white kids that she stole the music from straight off they like their MySpace pages.
Damn.
If I were a boy, like they had to pay her. Oh, they had to pay that little girl.
No, because she puts herself on everything. Because right. And the thing is, and so now you're gonna say I'm on Kaya's segment again, but she has a lot of writers who come for her, and then she just has to change a few lyrics or add and
to
whatnot,
make it hers.
And now she's also a writer on
right.
it.
Right.
So that's why you see her credited on all of her music. Even though it came from somebody else, whatever adjustment she did, now all of a sudden she's a writer.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Okay.
So Beyonce's album has caught a lot of flack, but it is doing very well in the LGBTQ plus community.
It's huge.
And it was partly a dedication to them, which was, for me, was a beautiful thing because she actually talks about accrediting a lot of what she did on the album to her godmother, her uncle Rodney, or her uncle something. Anyways,
okay.
Beyonce, and you know, don't get me wrong when I say Beyonce be stealing the music, child. Mm-hmm. But is the music good? The music is good. But I can tell you, when I listen to the album, and I have a lot of favorites, and I'm just going to suggest a couple that you guys should go and listen to. For the big girls, I need y'all to go and listen to Thick and Cozy. Those two songs right there are definitely for us. But for myself, you got to go and listen to Church Girl. Church Girl is for the twerkers. Church Girl is for the girls who mean good and twerk hard.
Okay.
And I really feel like Beyonce made sure that she got it out there for the girls. And she's like, literally, just go and get your life by whatever means. You don't got to worry about what they, because I'm going to tell you something, none of it matters.
Right.
And I love that. So I just want to just touch on one last thing about this album, because you know, I followed them and it is what it is, because they are some of the people that we, I don't want to say she's iconic, because I really don't believe in that type of thing, but she's one of the people that made mark for Black people in music and young Black people. And she really has done her thing, but there was a lot of drugs being taken when this album was recorded. What? I'm just going to tell, listen,
Kaya,
I'm going to tell you,
how you were in the studio.
I love this.
I was in the album. I played it in the car. I'm going to tell you something.
You was out there shooting in the gym.
Yeah. Hey, it's something. The album comes off a little bit bipolar. It's almost like there's three songs in every song.
Okay.
They switch beats three times. They switch, like she goes from rapping to singing to like drill music to it's different. Okay. It's very eclectic, to say the least.
All right.
But I want y'all to get into this album in real life. Honestly, Beyonce is she's laying down the law for who's who in music, and we can stack a lot of artists on each other's shoulders and they will not add up to what Beyonce is doing or has done.
Yeah. And she opens doors.
Yeah. One of our other people that we need to talk to right now is Irv Gotti.
Okay.
Irv Gotti is super angry out here. Do y'all see him trying to...
He's always angry.
He is trying to drill Ashanti and telling all Ashanti secrets that they used to be together and how the music was made after they were intimate and all kinds of stuff. Now that Nelly is bringing Ashanti back out. Did you see Nelly bring Ashanti out on stage the other day for his concert?
No!
Now, you remember when the verses happened.
Right.
And they brought Ashanti out and he walked all the way across the stage to go and greet her. And she was scared to death. She was kind of like, oh, no, get him away from me. I can't even stop smiling. It was like, oh, she just came out for a concert. And Irv Gotti dropped another video pretty much talking smack about her. But
that's corny.
Irv Gotti got to get it together. He is one of the most angriest little men that I think I've seen in the industry in a long time. He just does not stop. He's super bitter. He looks like he drinks too much right now. He's just doing the most.
Anyways, to
wrap up this segment, I wanted to introduce a little piece of what I'd like to bring, like, for the rest of my time with the show.
Yes.
So every now and again, we're going to do a finish this lyric.
I did not come prepared for this. You didn't prepare us, Kaya.
No. Nobody's prepared. I'm not even prepared.
I love it.
Prepared. So this is what we're going to do, though. We're going to see how far we can go into a song based off of what we know about the lyrics, like off the top.
All right.
So I'm just going to start, and I'm going to see who can finish going around the line. I'm just going to start with...
I'm so nervous.
This is terrible.
I feel like my black card is on the line.
Go ahead.
This might be like black card. But let's just start it up, and this is how we're gonna end it, because I think that this would be really cool. We're gonna do it. It's just called lyrics mashup. So Oh, I want to dance with somebody.
I want to feel the heat with somebody. Come
on. Yeah, I want to dance with somebody who loves me.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, Farrell. Yeah. Don't you want to dance? Say you want to dance. Don't you want to dance?
Okay, all right. Good. I got that one.
Okay.
Good.
Okay. So this is, that was just a trial run, right? Okay. So all I just want y'all to be ready because the next show, I'm going to need y'all to be ready. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to be sending you guys the songs
in our
group chat.
All right.
Y'all look over the songs. No telling where I'm going to start the song from.
All right. Got it.
But I got this idea from watching the people do this summer challenge by the pool where you hold your friends over the pool and they got to finish the lyrics. And if they don't, they can't finish the lyrics, they fall in.
Guys.
Listen, I'm about to put y'all through the challenge. So we're starting it here, but we're going to take it to an outside event and actually do this ourselves.
Deal.
So get ready. Thank you, y'all. This is my segment. And I want y'all to prepare yourselves too, because I'm going to be hitting y'all in the streets when y'all see me with the lyrics. And I'm going to be recording y'all and putting y'all online too. So let's do it. That's my time. Peace.
Hey everybody, I'm Gina the Great, aka Miss Politically Correct, aka the Devil's Advocate, aka Big Liar in Energy, and this is Ungrind My Gears, a segment where we keep it light, keep it bright, and share some fun facts and some jokey jokes. All right, everybody, Ungrind My Gears. Man, it's been a while. We haven't done this in a while. Mm-hmm. You know, we didn't have too much heavy talk on this show, but you know, we like to end this with something a little light, a little fun. I absolutely have my dad jokes waiting and ready.
Yay.
But first I want to start with a black fact. And
black facts.
Oh, was it supposed to two verses or one?
No, it's okay, guys. I kind of just let that go.
Yeah, we haven't been in a while. It wasn't, right, show to be on.
It wasn't giving what it was supposed to be giving.
Usually Farrell leads, but it's okay.
That's it. I wasn't ready.
So this week we're talking about Garrett Morgan, who invented the three-light traffic signal in 1923. So Garrett Morgan, with only an elementary school education, he's a black inventor and a son of an enslaved parent. Garrett Morgan came up with several significant inventions, including improved sewing machines and the gas mask. However, one of Garrett's most influential inventions was the improved traffic light. Morgan's was the first three light systems that were invented in the 1920s, resulting in a widespread adoption of the traffic light we take for granted today. Mm. And I thought that was good because, you know, at the top of the show I talked about my anger issues.
Yes.
Driving in the city.
Yes.
Of Montreal. Okay. These days. Thank you, Morgan. I appreciate you. I need you to come back to life and fix Montreal.
Yeah.
Because it's all a mess.
Yes.
Like the orange cone city, we need help. We need help, and maybe just we need this black inventor to come help
us
out.
He might already
be
here. He has reincarnated.
He reincarnated somewhere else, because not in Montreal. Refuse to believe.
Yeah, you're right.
The man who invented a three lights traffic system signal is the one who is doing the civil engineering of Montreal.
No, definitely not him.
At all.
Sorry, is that racist? Is that? Can I say that?
I mean, let's get into some dad jokes.
All right, cool.
Let's just cover that up.
Yeah, thank you.
So I have a question. If A is for apple and B is for banana, what is C for?
Coconuts.
It's dynamite.
It's dynamite. It's explosive. Yes. Yeah. C4.
Oh, shit.
Shucks, sweet. I have one other one. Speaking of Frenchmen.
I'm sure it was coconuts. Say that.
You know what? Bang, bang.
Your coconuts.
Sorry. Go ahead.
What do you call a Frenchman with sandals?
Philippe Flop. You know what?
Damn.
Hold on. Yeah. When you do these ones, you gotta walk with like them guys on and be like,
yes. Yep. Philippe Flop.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
So we have two new portions of this segment that we're introducing, guys.
Mm-hmm.
One is social media gone wild.
Yes.
And the other is, what's the T-mail?
That's it.
Social media gone wild is kind of, I'm gonna go around the table to see what you guys have seen on social media that was just wild, crazy, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because sometimes you got to get taken to YouTube, TikTok, IG University.
Yeah.
Every now and again. And I came across two things. I came across a lot of things, granted. But one that I thought was super cute because, you know, children are the future and they're smarter than us. But it was one of those things where children say the darndest thing. Mm-hmm. And it was a little girl and she didn't know the word thirsty. So she was like, "Mom, I'm hungry for water."
Oh, wow.
I was like,
that is cute.
And I go, "You know, you're smarter than you think, because a lot of times when we're thirsty, we think we're hungry."
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And she knew her hunger was for water and not for food. Congratulations, young lady.
Go, sweetness. I love that.
You know what you're supposed to know.
Yes.
And the other thing I wanted to mention and highlight, because there's a man who did a TikTok or whatever. He did a video, and he had nail polish, a father who had nail polish on his nails, and they came at him. "Oh, you know, what are you doing with nail polish on your hands? And oh my gosh, that's this, that's that." Then, like, they came. It was a black man, obviously. Mm-hmm. So he came back with another video saying, "I have a 4-year-old girl. Mm. I have a 4-year-old little daughter. And if she wants to do tea parties with me and paint my nails," mm-hmm, "so I'm supposed to be like, 'Oh no, we don't do that around here,' to my little 4-year-old girl?" He's like, "I'm gonna need you guys to check yourself and check the misogyny and the toxic masculinity," okay, "to the side. And I need you to know that when you have daughters, if they come to you and they want to play dress up and they want to paint your nails and they want to do these things, do that with them."
Really?
And mm-hmm, stop coming to people.
Can I play devil's advocate?
No.
Because you know, I have a 4-year-old daughter who came to me with that, and I was like, "Move from me with that nail polish."
Okay.
You're part of the problem, girl.
Yeah. I was like, "Yo, Nzinga, we could go do something else, please."
That's what she wanted to do.
Yo, she's not going to do it today, not with me. You understand what time it is? Don't come to me with that nonsense.
We're
going to
take this off.
But you're going to put nail polish on my finger.
Yo, that's, it comes off.
Yo, bro.
That's the
experience. It ain't coming on.
She gets to have the experience.
Not with me. She has a sister.
Doesn't matter. And my cousin. She's trying to do a daddy daughter day. And do the things that she likes to do with her dad.
We used to wait until my dad was asleep to do him up.
Yo.
Because she's going to have to wait till you're asleep.
He sleep they hard. And he'd be sitting there snoring, and we'd be in there twisting up his hair and putting barrettes on it. And my father got a big bald spot in the middle.
You guys are terrible.
So we put the barrettes and stuff on him, and we put stuff on his eyes, and he used to ride a bike. So we woke him up. We said, Daddy, we don't got no more milk." He got up and got on his bike and rode to the corner store. Yeah. He said he looked at himself in the glass for a second and was like, "I'm gonna whoop these kids."
Yeah.
And he got home and he said all the bad words. He said, "Y'all see how y'all set me outside looking like somebody's girlfriend?"
Yeah.
I was like, sharing licks. You look cute, Daddy.
You were not sorry, giving licks. Ahead. No, I'm okay. Ahead, I'm for sharing. Pharaoh's children right now, mm-hmm, my nieces and nephews, if your father ever does licks for these things, call me.
Yeah.
We squaring up.
You got to live with Auntie Gina, though. You got to live with her. Now, you remember this, y'all.
Tracks.
If y'all tell her y'all daddy,
that's okay.
Y'all going to have to live somewhere else.
Auntie Gigi got it. Don't even worry about it.
Okay, sorry. It's your segment. I mean, I'll be all over it.
Remember when?
Go ahead.
Remember when? Yeah, I'm just saying. Have you guys seen anything on social media that was a little wild for you?
Everything I see right now on social media is wild, but I'm into Twitter right now.
I see how people were not prepared for this segment. This is what I see. Right,
I was not prepared, but I'm not going to lie. I seen some stuff on Twitter, and I was not ready. And because this is morning television, I don't really want to say it, but I just want to say somebody was putting their fingers in the bum in the bin burr. If I have the bimbers in the
what? In the thumb?
In the thumb. And I was like, wow, what is going on here? And then it took me down a rabbit hole. You know, you can't click on stuff online. And I was wondering how I got on this side of Twitter. And then I just realized that I had an unhealthy fixation for Shboy on Shboy Shporn. I'm like, whoa, like this is crazy. And I seen some things online that I was like, whoa. So yeah,
I'm not sure if this segment is going.
Why? I see some stuff online that made me almost blind, but I realized I think I like it. So blind and one eye.
I'm not even on those things like Kai's on those things. As a matter of fact, the other day I deleted my Instagram and I can't remember my password, so I'm having a hard time putting it back on. I'm doing that. Like, I was just like, whatever, I don't need this right now. But I'm like, shoot, what is the password?
You just gotta go to your email. You gotta just send a recovery.
Good. Well, I'm gonna try that. But for now, so for this week, I don't have anything out of this world. Sorry, I don't have anything else where I can talk about on my social media right now.
Nothing. I watched a little baby cut their eyes at their mama like a grown folks, like grown folks do, and that kind of shocked me because I was like, where did this little baby get all this attitude from? But I noticed that the children that y'all have and that y'all had, because y'all got vaccinated and then had them, these children got attitude problems. There's something wrong. They are rude. But yeah, these vaccinated children that come from vaccinated wombs is rude. I just want y'all to know we ain't ready for them.
Can I ask you? I did put a question on my social media. I'm not sure if that counts, but I want to ask it again.
Oh, so are you the crazy social media post?
I might be, because then somebody emailed me after about the post, so I was like, oh, maybe I should address it. But no, I was asking because I had put out a message in all the groups that I'm in and on social media saying, look, the greenhouse is coming in, who wants to come help to build it? Only women responded, and I'm like, yo, so I have to go on my social media. I was like, yo, where are all the mans at? Like, and the thing is, it made me think, because throughout pandemic, throughout all these things, the OFC was hosting all kind of different, let's work on survival, let's work on supporting community. 80-90% women. It's like you have a one or two mans that show up. And I'm like, yo, where are all the men at? Like, where are you guys? Like, what is happening? And so I put that out on social media. I'm asking it again. Like, maybe I was a crazy guy, but I'm like, yo, I don't see where you guys are at. I don't know what's up. I don't know why you guys feel it's only women should be coming together to build this greenhouse. Like, as if that's, like, that makes sense. And it's like, it's only women that should be coming together to build a plan for the future and to make sure that we're taken care of. Like, that makes sense. So I don't know. I'm putting it out there again. Brothers, I need to see you. I need to hear from you. I'm trying to figure out where all the men are.
Word. I agree.
All right. That was the only thing I seen that was crazy on social media, is the fact that I didn't get any responses on that.
Well, let's jump right into what's the T-mail. So, we're sorry, guys. We've gotten mail, and we haven't been checking our inboxes the way we should have been. And we figured it was high time for us to introduce you into our show. Mm-hmm. And, like, maybe, and you know, anonymously, of course, unless you implicitly say, like, no, tell them I said that.
Yeah.
And we're just going to kind of bring some questions, comments, concerns, or whatever that may be to the show, and we'll talk about it amongst ourselves. So, our first question, if you will. Yes, our first question scenario. So this is coming from a female viewer or listener, and she wanted us to weigh in on this scenario. So it goes, hello, Empower Hour team. I was recently at my best friend's birthday party. Everything was great until his girlfriend presented him with a paw print and dog hair keychain from his dog that died 2 weeks prior. At first, the general consensus way was, ah, how sweet. But I know my friend, and I know how much his dog meant to him. He tried his best not to cry, but he couldn't help it. In my opinion, it brought the vibe down for the rest of the night, and I felt like the girlfriend missed the mark. Mm. She had a camera in his face and all that. This girlfriend has been getting on my last nerves. Can you tell? Mm. What do y'all think? What do y'all think? So I think it's twofold. Maybe twofold. Was this the right time and place for the gift, and how she reacted to his reaction?
Okay, right away I go Will Smith, I go Jada Pinkett, Red Table. Do you remember her talking about how Will Smith came with this this elaborate gift for her birthday, and it was footage of her grandmother that she never seen, and like it was something so emotional to her. Like, she's like, why did he do this in front of all these people? She hated it. Do you guys remember that? No,
I don't think I watched that. Right.
Oh, man, I went deep on that one. But anyways, it reminds me of that. I feel it's inappropriate. Personally, especially if you know the man and you know how he's going to react to it. That's not a festive gift. That's a downer. If you ask me, my personal opinion, I think it's a downer gift. So I don't think it was the best gift in my opinion.
Kaya, what are your thoughts?
So when I'm reading the question, I'm like, this friend here is too messy. She needs to mind she business. Because she put the girlfriend in quotations when she said his girlfriend. So I think you like this man.
Okay.
I think you need to mind you Ross or business. Listen, this is too fresh. And now if you wrote this, the quotation marks you got in here, you're fresh. Straight like that. You're doing too much. And I'm going to tell you something. He could break up with her. He could do whatever he wants. But when it comes to 4 feet in the bed, just mind your business. Okay? Oh. Smile and grin. Because you could be the bad guy in the end. Okay. So just shut up your mouth and let the man tell her later on that wasn't right. And if they break up, they break up. It's not your business. Then maybe you might have a chance. But it's obviously you have some vested interest in this relationship. Mind your business, girlfriend.
Okay.
So my opinion is this, because I obviously need more information, i.e.
I need more.
Yeah, I need more. How old are you guys, right? Because if this is in the age of TikTok, this is right in its era, okay. Right? You know what I mean? And two, how long have they been together? You say you're the man's best friend. Y'all could have been friends for years, so you know how he's going to react to certain things. If she's like a new girlfriend, maybe 6 months, a year, whatever that is, and she just looks like you lost something that you really loved, and I want to give you something that you can hold for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. And intention. Was her intention to give this gift so that she can catch him crying on camera? Well, I'm going to say no. If it's no, I mean, her intentions were right. You know what I mean? And okay. Like, and sometimes we do things because you know, if she was kind of just like, there's no better gift that I can possibly give.
Mm-hmm. That, I mean... Okay. Don't re-give me my dead dog.
No, she didn't give a dead dog.
She re-gave me.
She gave the paw print.
You got the and the fur.
And the fur.
This the
and
dog the fur. Oh yeah, Lord.
Yeah. A paw print and like. But that's the girlfriend who did that.
Right.
And it's the best friend who's complaining about the gift that she gave.
No, I you know I'm Gemini, so I can see both sides of it. I'm telling you, the friend is messy. About the girlfriend getting on your nerves. Not your business. And two, it was made out of hair, girlfriend.
Yeah,
it's kind of gross. To the quote-unquote girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Why?
Why do you...
Oh, people do that. I mean, I don't want that.
Yeah.
I don't need pieces. I don't want pieces of my dead animal.
Who told you to do taxidermy on my dog?
Yeah.
But I know that. I mean, we're a dog family, and like when we lost one of our dogs, my sister got a huge paw print tatted on her for one of the dogs that we lost. Right.
Oh,
so
that's nice.
Like, if you're a dog person, though, you be knowing sometimes.
Well, I'm a dog person. I still don't want that. But that I hear you. I'm just not there at all.
You don't want the paw print.
I don't want the paw print. I don't want the hair. I had trauma for years, and I was like, when he deuced, I was like, deuces, transcend.
Yeah, but you have obviously your wife isn't giving you that, but for somebody that means something, that means something for them.
I'm just saying,
no,
yeah, but I like this. I want to hear more. Oh, is that it for today?
That's it for today.
Okay, good.
Yes. We got another question. We don't got time next week.
We ain't got no time.
Okay, I want to hear more from the audience, guys. Send us these more questions.
Yes. Okay. So, we're gonna talk about this because we're gonna upload on the. Empower Our page on Facebook. We're going to connect the I think it's called, I'm going to tell you the name of it now, it's called NGL.
okay,
not gonna lie, I think that's what it stands for. But it's the app you can attach to it, and people can anonymously message you questions and stuff. So we're gonna attach that, and this will give you guys the anonymity for those who don't want to, you know, be exposed.
Oh, I love that. Okay, cool.
And for those of you who don't care like me, just put it in the inbox and be like, take out my name, y'all.
That's basically what it is. Pretty that's much. What we did for the other ones. That's right. What it do.
Well, we're coming to the close, and I think it's very important for us to thank our special guest, Myron Weeks, this week for some really, really great gems, and really important to reach out to the UFC. Not if, because we all deal with money, so you all should. Reach out and check out your financial health. So that's very important. Also, special thanks to, this show is obviously possible as well. So special thanks to CKUT, the OFC, Solo Drum, and the Curry House. The Caribbean Curry House, I'm so sorry. The Caribbean Curry House. As well as our amazing team, Shiata, Andrew, and Teresa. Guys, some upcoming events. I know that I want to put a plug, Kriku at Festival Mud and Design on August 28th. She designs African wear, and she is showing for the first time in Montreal. She showed in Paris back in February, and really did quite the splash. And so come out and support her on August 28th. Anything else coming up, guys?
Yep. We have August 13th. There's a jazz event going on. It's a jazz compa fusion.
Ooh.
So for information about that, you could call 514-222-9567. I also just want to give a shout out and a plug to As Intended All Natural. As you guys know, they have all the amazing products from skin, deodorants, everything, just super all natural. We have September 4th for the people. They have the brunch in the West. Definitely. All these things you guys are going to see on our page as well. Also, on the 4th of September, the OFC, we're hosting an open house at the OFC Holistic Healing Retreat and Campground. And that's a free event. We're going to have a bus that's leaving from Montreal, bringing people out there. It's going to be a daytime vibe. We're going to have a little daytime gathering and showing off the grounds. And also for my birthday, on September 11th, we're hosting a movie night at the at our studio at the studio
Solo Drum.
At Solo Drum, where we're watching The Making of Motown, guys. One of my favorites.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, that's gonna be dope. Off the chain.
Kai, I'm gonna get to you, but because he said birthdays, I want to do a couple birthday shout outs. Happy birthday to my brother Naz, August 3rd. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday to my brother Job, August 9th coming up. Mm-hmm. And happy birthday to my little munchkin, my nephew Jojo, August 11th, and my niece in Zinga, August 11th.
That's what it is.
Oh, there's another one. We have another little cousin out, Bryson, August 11th too. So super shout out. We got a whole lot of Leos.
Yeah, I know. And Ty's birthday had just passed, so shout out to Ty. His birthday was the day today. It was yesterday, so that's August
2nd. 6th. Sorry.
6th. So shout out to Addy. Everybody knows Addy. So big shout out.
Kaya,
do you have events and birthdays? The shout out.
So I just want to tell y'all that I actually dropped Pyrex the other day, so it's available on all major platforms. We're about to be doing a video for it, so I'll keep y'all posted because I would love to have photo ops of everybody. So if you contributed to the cause while I was locked up, if you supported the fundraiser, if you bought any merchandise, we appreciate you, and we are having a video shoot for Pyrex, and we would love to have you all present. So just listen out for the updates. Check my social media, Strong Firm Bottom and Fat Cat Shrouder, and on Facebook. So just look out for that, and just know that the rest of the summer is about to be lit.
Yeah.
Kings and queens, this was the Empower Hour with Pharaoh Freeman, Queen Kaya, and Gina the Great. We are on live every Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. and broadcasting Thursday mornings at 7 a.m. on CKUT 90.3 FM. Hopefully you got your dose of entertainment, enlightenment, and empowerment. Subscribe and watch us on empowermtl.com and email us at empowermtl@gmail.com to anonymously be featured on our What's the Tea Mail segment. Stay blessed, black, and highly favored.
MuTech Montreal, the most important festival for digital creativity and electronic music in North America, returns for its 23rd edition at Quartier de Spectacle. From Tuesday, August 23rd to Sunday, August 28th, vibe to the rhythm of more than 100 local and international artists such as Caterina Barbieri, Coro Novoa, Koreatown Acid, Luke Slater, Max Cooper, and Nicola Cruz. MuTech also has a program dedicated to professionals with its MuTech Forum and Market, which consists of 4 days of exchanges and events centered around digital creation. The complete program and tickets are now available at a preferential rate at montreal.mutech.org. This is a CKUT co-presentation.
MTL versus racism.
Montreal versus racism.
MTL versus racism.
A concert united against racism and discrimination.
A concert uni contre racism et discrimination.
Saturday, the 10th of September, 6 to 10 p.m. in Girouard Park.
Samedi, le 10 septembre, 18h à 22h, à Parc Girouard, Indigé.
Avec des performances de...
Jonathan Emile.
Shawit.
Maritza.
Rami Picasso.
Paul Carniello.
DJ Lady Oracle.
Collecte de fonds pour Résilience Montréal.
Raising money for Resilience Montreal.
Tout le monde et tous les âges sont bienvenus.
Everybody is welcome.
This is a CKUT co-presentation.
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition, here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.